Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we are going to learn more about the potential expansion of urgent medical care options here on the island. To help us do that, I'm joined by two members of the Vashon Fire and Rescue Mobile Integrated Health Team. They are Lily Caroon, Program Manager, and Ashley Suarez, the program's registered nurse. Thank you for being here, Lily and Ashley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome to our listeners. I found this definition online of a mobile integrated health service, and I want you to tell me how this compares to the Vashon program. Defined as patient-centered mobile resources in the out-of-hospital environment, MIH, the abbreviation of Mobile Integrated Health Components, can include traditional emergency medical service response, community paramedics, advanced practice providers, responders, 911, nurse triage lines, and alternate destination or emergency room diversion. The approach aims to deliver higher quality and more cost-effective medical care by coordinating resources and helping patients get the right care at the right location, including assisting them in taking care of themselves in their own homes. That's a mouthful. How does it compare to your program?
Currently, we are a referral program. So that is our first phase of our Vashon MIH. Basically, we get to kind of pick how we want to approach this MIH program here on Vashon. Currently, we've got an RN and a firefighter EMT, and they go out once or twice a week into the field. And so they go out and they are referred by either 911 calls from emergency services directly or community partners like the Vashon Senior Center, Vashon Youth and Family Services, or people can also self-schedule themselves for appointments. And they'll go out weekly and visit you in your home. So you don't have to go anywhere off-island, which can obviously be very difficult with the ferries.
Especially with the ferry system as it is right now. So if you are urgent care, what are the gaps that you are filling, especially if you're primarily a referral service? What are the gaps in the island's healthcare system that you are filling? Can you answer that, Ashley?
Yeah, so with the potential expansion that we're looking to do, we're really wanting to fill in the gap between patients who need primary care services and 911 calls. There's a huge spectrum of patients that are in the middle of that going, well, I can't get in to see my provider just yet, and I'm not to the point where I need to call 911. Where do I fit? Especially because we don't have an urgent care here on Vashon. So with the potential expansion, we are looking to hire a physician assistant to join the team, and that would allow us to essentially do a mobile urgent care service. So patients could schedule and we can come out to their homes, and with a PA, they would be able to diagnose, write prescriptions, and patients would not need to leave their homes and receive this service.
Okay, assuming you are fully staffed with your physician's assistant, give me an example of a situation where you would be called upon.
So a lot of patients that we could see, an example of that would be a patient who is having acute respiratory infection or skin infection or UTI type symptoms. Those are easily diagnosed and treatable out in the field. We would be looking to add lab services so we could actually get swabs and urine samples and be able to get accurate diagnoses. And then the physician assistant could write the right prescriptions for that patient. And then they are able to avoid going to the hospital or going off island.
So how is that different from the services currently provided by CMAR, the clinic?
So these will be same day appointments. Instead of waiting for a primary care doctor to be available, we'll be able to fill in the gaps while, for say, someone's waiting to see their primary care physician in a few weeks. And if there's no appointments available between that time, then we are able to fill in that gap.
So you're guaranteed same day appointment?
We will be working 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we'll have expanded hours. Right now with the referral service, we're just 2 days a week. We'll slowly ramp up to 3 days a week. And then by January 2025, we hope to be at 7 days a week, including holidays, nighttime, weekends.
So right now, as a referral service, how can I make use of MIH?
So you can either schedule an appointment online. We do fall risk assessments for your home safety checks. We can install fire protection, alarms, replace batteries. And then also with Ashley on staff, we can do home care for wound care we've done. People need bandages changed. People want medication management or education because they've just come home from a major surgery and they've got questions. We also help with caretaker services, getting people referred to different organizations on the island, getting them set up with VA benefits, the food bank, and kind of that mobile integrated part is being able to integrate all of the great services that we already have on the island that many people may not know about or know how to.
How, if at all, do you coordinate with Vashon Fire and Rescue paramedics?
So if we were to go into a home and we had concerns that maybe this would be outside of an RN scope of practice, we always have the support and availability of our medics to come and do an evaluation as well. These programs have been with a lot of different fire departments and they have really great relationships with the medics. Understanding that we all have different roles and coordinating together to meet the different levels of care that the patient needs is important, and we've been able to have a great relationship with our medics and knowing that they're there if we need to escalate and request them.
So these are the services you can provide right now, and you're looking for, is it just a physician's assistant that you need to be fully staffed, or are there more requirements for staffing in order to be ready to go 7 days a week?
So we'll be hiring, what we're hoping to hire is a full-time physician's assistant, a per diem physician assistant for times that, someone may call out or they have vacation or sick leave. We'll also be hiring a social worker, which we have found is very needed here on Vashon, especially with our MIH program. If we don't feel like we are able to connect people to services within King County directly, we know that a social worker will be able to help with that. A lot of the medical issues do have a lot of social work components that we've seen since we launched in February of 2024, and we've just seen a great need for that. So a social worker and two physician assistants.
What kind of insurance do you take?
So currently we don't use insurance and we don't bill patients either directly or for insurance. This program is completely paid for by tax dollars that Vashon residents are already paying. So this service does not have any out-of-pocket fees. We are looking into working on the insurance aspect, but we are very adamant about not having out-of-pocket fees for services.
So why would you be looking into insurance then?
Part of our funding also comes from the Medic One levy. And so if we're able to bill insurance, the rest of that money can be used for additional equipment or supplies within the program. So it helps to offset the cost a little bit. But our primary goal is that patients will never receive a bill for MIH because we don't want cost to be any sort of barrier to them.
Yeah, that's great. That's like almost like healthcare for all. I feel like I have to whisper that. So who do you see as your primary audience here on the island? Who do you anticipate are going to be your most common patients?
I would say patients with acute needs, like we kind of mentioned earlier, patients who are falling in that gap of it's not a primary care issue per se, or they're not able to get in soon enough, or they're not quite sick enough for a 911 call just yet. They're falling into that middle ground of urgent needs, but not emergent. Also being able to follow up with those patients who are recently discharged from the hospitals, is another important patient population that we see, we want to make sure that the transition home is successful and that they're getting the follow-up care that they need.
What about non-English speaking folks? How can you help them?
We do have several firefighters that are bilingual, especially for our Hispanic population. So if we knew that there was a patient with alternate language, we would attempt to schedule that firefighter that day or using interpreter services.
So do you have an MIH mobile van or something that we'll see driving up to our house?
Yes. So we have a bright red Ford Explorer. It says Mobile Integrated Health on the side in white lettering. And you can see it every week driving around the island, showing up in people's driveways to assist, do home assessments or healthcare.
This sounds really exciting as an addition to our healthcare system here on the island, which, as I'm sure you know, has some holes. I'm talking with Ashley Suarez, the registered nurse affiliated with the Mobile Integrated Health Service, now with Vashon Island Fire and Rescue, and Lily Caroon, who is the group's manager. Am I right about that? We're almost out of time. What would you like people to walk away from this story with? What do you want people to know most of all?
The benefit of these mobile integrated health programs is the flexibility that we have to really mold it and merge it to what the districts need. And we have full flexibility to meet the needs of the people in Vashon, and we're passionate about serving our people and our community. We've seen the needs, and we're ready to fill all of those gaps with this program.
I do have a quick question. Have you been involved with the island's hospital district at all? Have you worked with them?
Yeah. So we have a lot of meetings with them about how we can work together, mostly in funding sources, on how they can possibly help fund our expansion that we're looking to propose. They've been a great partner so far, and we hope to work with them in the future.
And what would that expansion include beyond what you've already explained to us?
The expansion is the physician assistant full-time.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the expanded hours, weeks, availability, holidays, and evening, so that if it's not a 911 call and they don't need to go into a primary care physician, then they can call MIH. And then that's our response model.
Okay, one last thing, Lily. How do I get in touch? How do I reach MIH?
You can call 206-463-2405 to schedule an appointment or ask any questions. You can also email us at mih@vifr.org, or you can sign up for a online appointment at vifr.org.
Thank you both so very much for joining me here on a Vashon Minute. Lily Caroon and Ashley Suarez of the Vashon Island Fire and Rescue Department's Mobile Integrated Health Program. I'm Susan McCabe. This has been a Vashon Minute. I appreciate you listening, folks, and please stay tuned. You never know what might come next on The Voice of Vashon.